Moncrief on News Talk.
Sally Rooney's new novel, Intermezzo, has just been published, further cementing her position as a literary darling and, of course, attracting rave reviews. As usual, it's about ideas and relationships, but it also features characters playing chess. So how accurate are the depictions of the game? Mark Watkins of Cork Chess Club has had a bit of a read of it. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, Sean.
Yeah, so when your initial impression, Mark, when you were reading it, when you were going, God, I know this world, this is just the way it is.
Absolutely, I was very impressed at how she represented the chess in the book and how people worked chess and how people spoke about chess. It was lovely.
Yeah, and Intermezzo itself is that a chess term?
It is, I suppose. We call it an intermediate move. So you do something to me that you think is forcing. You might take one of my pieces. You expect me to take straight away capture back, but I might do something you didn't expect in between. So I might check your king, do something else, and later on when the time is right for me, recapture that piece. So you didn't expect this intermediate move or intermezzo move that I played.
Ah, right, okay. And one assumes then it refers to a chess move, but probably it's something to do with the characters as well.
I would say it's an intermediate point in their lives. I would say yes. The two central brothers.
And these two central brothers. Now, Sally Rooney characters tend to be a bit intense and sometimes quite obsessive. There's at least one of them who's very obsessive about the game. Is that pretty normal among chess players at a certain level?
I would say to play at the top level, you need to be obsessive probably at some point in your life. I know there are chess professionals who work the game 9 to 5, but I suppose when it's a hobby then, You work for people like me who are mere hobbyists. You work your 9 to 5, and it can be quite obsessive then in your evenings and weekends and all that. A lot of them would have both the really good players. It would have dominated their childhoods or whatever to quite a level. And some are remain obsessed 24/7.
But particularly as I understand, one of the characters wants to become Ireland's first homegrown grandmaster. So you'd probably have to be obsessive to get to that level.
Probably. I would say hopefully like any career, but to get to that level, you're probably playing internationally as well. So it's going to get pretty obsessive for a period, I would say.
Yeah, there are scenes. Does she describe chess matches in detail?
She describes what we call a simultaneous exhibition, where the character Ivan is playing against 10 members of a club, and you get a really nice feel for how that is run, and it rings really, true to life. It rings true to life. Yeah. But I would say most of the chess in the book is sort of in the abstract.
Okay, yeah. So she's not saying he took this move, she took that move, kind of thing.
Yeah, she's not giving exact moves or board positions. You can't follow along.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, though, you do have a small quibble. There's a part where someone's preparing for a tournament and he reads books to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, as a hobbyist, you know, we all have bookshelves of chess books. The difference between a professional and an amateur is the professionals have actually read their chess books. But these days, if I were a chess professional preparing for a serious match, I'm not using a book. Most likely, I'm on my computer. I'm looking at games that all the professionals have played, or I'm putting it into the chess computer, the chess engine on my computer, to really hone the theory and find the best. The best moves that I could play in the positions that might come up.
Okay, yeah. In your chess computers, do you play them, or are they difficult to beat?
I wouldn't recommend playing them anyway. I much prefer playing a human being. Like the chess engine on my phone is stronger than any player I know. There's no fun in it, and you can get chess engines sort of tailored for different strengths. I'd much rather go out to a chess club and play against a human being.
Yeah.
And then they can tell me what's going on as well. I can learn in person, but chess engines, to me, I don't see any joy in playing them, but they're great for learning and studying.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. I would imagine so. There's also like a chess in joke that maybe only chess players would get in the book.
A small bit. So the book is sort of from different perspectives, in this section it's from the perspective of a non-chess player, and she hears chess players talk about a 19th century master called Murphy, and what you know, some speculation is he Irish? Now in the 19th century, there was a world famous chess player called Morphy. Paul Morphy, who was an American of I think Spanish origin. So, but it was nice. It wasn't spelled out like that. But a chess player reading the book will go, "Oh no, I know who they're talking about."
Huh.
So it was nice.
Well, that's impressive. That's an impressive level of research, because I don't know if she is a chess player or maybe she's interested in chess herself.
I've no idea. I've no idea. But it really throughout the chess feels well done. It feels well researched, and yeah, I know she called out in the acknowledgements people she spoke with as well about chess.
Okay. Now a lot of her books, as you probably know, that you know, there's always kind of relationships in it, and as I understand, there is a scene where one of the characters is playing chess. A woman comes over to watch him playing chess. Then they go back, they go someplace else afterwards and have sex. Does that happen a lot?
my wife doesn't travel Stormont with me too much, but the relationship I hope I was not a spoiler, but the relationship isn't with a chess player. This is an issue with the game. It's quite male dominated, so it will be if you're straight, it's slim pickings, I would say. there are a good few professional
yes.
couples, probably happening with a non-chess player by and large.
And in the kind of sexy in the media sense, that you know, say after the Queen's Gambit was on Netflix. Did you notice a bounce in interest from people, and might there be another one after this book?
We did notice a bounce, and you know, people coming along to Cork Chess Club who were interested in it, I would hope it's lovely to see chess represented in the media in fiction like this. Fingers crossed, we'll see a few people. Whose interest has piqued, who decide to come along and give it a go in person.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Mark, thanks very much for speaking with us today about that. That was Mark Watkins there. He's treasurer of the Cork Chess Club.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.